Okay, very good, Fred. Just want to let you know you got a little noisy again towards the end. Didn't get too much of that. Yeah, that's something true with this hobby, and I'd like to probably tell you since you're a new ham. Whoa! Boy, that semi was close. Anyways, I'd like to tell you that just so that you keep it in mind. And I hate to say it, but you probably will run at some point in your time with amateur radio. You'll probably run into what we call the trolls under the bridge. You know, want to sit there and give you a hard time about some facet that they disagree with. You know, some people will sit there and basically bust your chops because they think, oh, you're talking like a CB or something like that. So I just wanted to let you know, just if that happens, just do like you've done here. Find your other community. Come back to us because we are friendly. So, yeah, I don't really like that. I've had it happen a few times to myself as well, too, where, you know, people sit there and, you know, want to bust your chops and, you know, talk to you because of the way you're talking. It's like, well, I did happen to be able to address my friend one time. I said, you know, well, you're a good buddy of mine. And, oh, my gosh, that, you know, I set this other guy up because I used the term good buddy. And I'm like, oh, for heaven's sake, you know, just we got nothing else better to do, you know. So just wanted to let you know that. Just, you know, don't let it get to you, because I think it has to some people. You know, some newer hams have, I think, kind of dropped out. And I try to be, you know, helpful and maybe suggestions and such, but I've got to kind of watch out, too, because I don't want to sound like I'm the know-it-all or anything like that and drive people away myself with my own, excitement and exuberance, you know, overwhelming them with information and such, so I got to kind of watch that a bit. That way, make sure that you stay in the hobby and have fun with us. So, yeah, one of the things I'd like to start doing here, maybe take a look when I head down to Dayton. I don't know if anyone's going to be selling any, but take a look in the flea market area, see if I can pick up a azimuth elevation rotor. I'm thinking I'd like to maybe see about getting into satellites a little bit more than I am currently here. I've only got a handful of, all of them through the ISS, the International Space Station. Sometimes there's a couple of local friends, really, too, as well, which I wasn't really expecting, which is kind of interesting. One time I just ended up making the contact and just put my call out there and had two friends kind of relatively local to me to answer back in quick succession, so I thought that was kind of unusual. Anyways, back to you there, Fred, W-8-R-I-T.